Chapter 11. Derek hadn't actually been to all that many concerts, so he wasn't completely sure what to expect. This show seemed to attract a fairly diverse audience of both old and newer fans, a slight majority of people being close to his parents' age, but he and Styles were far from being the only younger people there. Derek supposed that the ratio seemed about right for a band like this. He was actually starting to get into their sound more than he thought. But he was beginning to remember why he hadn't been to many concerts. He liked music, and some of his favorite albums were live albums. But actually being at a show, in an enclosed venue with speakers and amps set to max assaulting his ears, and the crush of other people around him, a mix of both the unwashed and over-perfumed doing the same to his nose, was really more than any werewolf could be expected to withstand for any real length of time. He knew that Laura went to a fair amount of outdoor concerts with Mark. Derek decided that the next time he took Styles out to a concert, it would be something like that, where they could sit on a blanket outside in the fresh air, far enough from the stage to spare Derek's ears, but close enough that Styles would still be able to hear well. Though even more than the sound issues, the sitting on a blanket part of outdoor concert going sounded the most appealing to him right now, as it would prevent complete strangers from slamming and sliding and touching his mate like it was perfectly all right thing to do. It was like half the people in the audience were all trying to find the most blatant way possible of saying that they would very much like to be disemboweled by a werewolf tonight. And would Derek possibly be so inclined to help them out with that? Needless to say, keeping the claws in had been an ongoing effort for Derek, starting right from the first of the opening acts and continuing to the present. Styles, however, looked like he was having the time of his life, singing along with nearly every song and either not noticing or caring when a particular drunk woman who looked old enough to have been his mother purposely brushed her hand against his ass again. Derek clamped down on the urge to maul her as an example to others, and instead situated himself behind Styles, wrapping his arms around his waist, taking a moment to enjoy the heat radiating from his body, even through his now slightly damp t-shirt. Even having unambiguously staked his claim, Derek couldn't quite resist the urge to bare his teeth at the woman, to great effect. Even staying human, in the course of his police work, he had heard from a fairly sizable number of perps that he could convey a warning that way almost as good as he could as a wolf. Not that they knew that they should be comparing it to anything at all, but what matters is that the pips wet their pants and the drunk wannabe MILF scurried off wide-eyed and shaking back to the bar area, as did another girl closer to Styles' age, who Derek had noticed giving Styles much more than a once-over earlier. Derek felt a momentary glow of pride in his efficiency at keeping his mate away from those would-be interlopers as he leaned in close to lick at Styles' neck to make the situation clear to anyone else who might think they had anything so close as half a chance with Styles. The little wriggle and gasp he got in return from Styles was just a very enjoyable bonus. He pulled Styles closer to him so that his front was almost flush against Styles' backside. Even partially restrained by Derek's arms, Styles continued to sing and dance to the music along with the rest of the crowd, except now, instead of strangers touching his ass, it was all Derek, feeling every hop, sway, and shift in pressure that made Derek feel like losing control in a much more enjoyable way than he had been close to earlier. And Styles knew it. Damn, he knew it. Even amongst the overwhelming stench of the crowd, he could still smell Styles' arousal, mixed with a healthy sense of satisfaction, grow and thicken until it overwhelmed the odor of strangers' sweat and cologne, of the cheap beer spilled on the ground so that it was all he could smell. He ground against Styles even as the younger man sang along with the band on stage about not remembering if they were lovers or if he just wanted to. Styles wreathed against him. Derek wanted to go, wanted to take Styles away from all these other people and claim him, mark him, mix their scent so deeply that even a human would know that they belonged to each other. Styles wanted to stay for the encore. Come on, Derek, what if they get pissed at each other over song rights again, and this is their last tour ever? Don't you want to see it all? Styles asked imploringly, twisting around in Derek's grasp so that they were now face to face. And even though his face was flushed, his arousal so strong he was making Derek feel high, he was also incredibly sincere in wanting to see everything. All right, Derek said, not caring that he was speaking in what Styles called his grumpy voice. "Hey, after the show, if you don't want to wait till we get back to Beacon Hills..." Styles leaned in close, each word out of his mouth like fire in Derek's cheek. "There are lots of practically abandoned off-roads on the way there. I know the Camaro doesn't have a whole lot of room, but I can think of a lot worse things than having to be very physically close to each other," Styles said, as he slipped his hand in between the top of Derek's pants and his shirt and slid his finger along the base of Derek's spine. "You've been thinking about this a lot, haven't you?" Derek asked huskily, his hips thrusting forward of their own volition. "Now where would you get that idea?" Styles asked with a grin before pushing off of Derek just enough to rotate back around in his arms to face the stage as the band began to play again, Styles singing jubilantly along with the lead singer and the crowd once again. "Big hands, I know you're the one," he sang out as he reached down and put his hands over Derek's, where they rested at his waist. Derek leaned forward and smiled into his hair as the song finished, and the crowd broke into applause and cheers. He'd be alone with Styles soon enough. Getting out of the parking lot after the show was trying for Derek. Cars blocking other cars in their spots, the line to the venue's parking lot's sole exit, essentially unmoving. Derek was reasonably sure that if he got out, he could flip enough of them to at least get the Camaro positioned in a more advantageous spot to leave. But he didn't allow himself to entertain the thought for more than the briefest of moments. Taking his position as an upstanding werewolf officer of the law very seriously sometimes had its disadvantages, especially when one's boyfriend was practically vibrating in the passenger seat while wafting arousal like a bakery pumping the scent of fresh-baked cookies outside to attract customer interest. And Derek was very, very interested in becoming a loyal and enthusiastic customer. Finally, they were out of the lot and slowly making their way down the one-lane road, before turning on the northbound turnoff that would take them back towards Beacon Hills. After driving along for about 15 minutes with only a few other cars sharing the road with them, Derek saw what he'd been looking for and turned off onto the service road, driving down the twists and curves of the path about half a mile, so that no one from the main road would be able to so much catch a hint of the Camaro being there, even if he put on the high beams. He pulled over to the side of the road and parked the car, trying not to look at Styles, even though he heard him moving around next to him, till everything was settled so he wouldn't get too distracted and accidentally pull over too far into a tree stump or something. He only allowed himself to look over once as he pulled the key from the ignition and was very, very glad that he had made himself focus on parking. Styles had already taken off the hoodie he had put back on after feeling cold once he was outside of the Too Warm concert and tossed it in the back seat, which would have been enough to make Derek perk up, as the sight of Styles' forearms, so often covered up, were always a welcome sight. But Styles had apparently decided to take even more of an initiative, having already unzipped his fly, but Styles had apparently decided to take even more of an initiative, having already unzipped his fly, and was doing his able best to shimmy out of his jeans, despite having neglected to unbuckle his seatbelt, was still making some very admirable progress. Derek hastily undid his own seatbelt and all but lunged over to undo Styles's, letting himself fall forward further more than strictly necessary so he could rub his face against Styles's stomach, where it laid bare between his shirt sliding up as he twisted and his jeans being not there. Derek smiled as he felt Styles's muscles give an involuntary twitch beneath his cheek and tilted his face so he could taste his mate, starting out by grazing his teeth just above Styles's belly button, then letting his tongue slide out and circle around the indentation, earning Derek another enticing twitch, this time paired with a sharp intake of breath from above. He looked further down until he met with the waistband of Styles' underwear. He took the elastic in his teeth and pulled back slightly, looking up at Styles. His eyes were blown, his cheeks a red, almost too much to be believed on a human face, and his mouth was slack and open, like he was just waiting to have something to fill it. His heart was beating a mile a minute, and his scent, his arousal, overlaying the perfect base that was just Styles. It was so strong that Derek didn't think he'd ever be able to smell anything again after this. That the scent of Styles wanting him would make every other smell in the universe meaningless and indistinct, and Derek did not care. He inhaled deeply once more, and pulled back further, before releasing his bite on the band, letting it snap back, hitting Styles like a rubber band, making him thrust upwards with a barely perceptible to anyone but Derek cry as the elastic stung his skin. Derek sat back up and took Styles' face in both his hands and kissed him deeply. Styles eagerly reciprocated, bringing up his hands to tangle them in Derek's hair as his tongue twisted with Derek's. Derek wondered what it would be like if Styles grew his hair out so that Derek would have something to grab onto as well, even though he adored the feeling of running his hands and face over his buzz cut. He pulled back slowly and reluctantly, nipping at Styles' lips as he pulled back. "Backseat. We should backseat now," Derek growled, his voice sounding inhuman to his own ears. But Styles didn't seem to notice or care. Instead, he smiled roguishly and pulled Derek in for a brief but fierce kiss before jumping into the back seat. Or rather, attempted to, as his jeans were still around his ankles and were hindering his movement to no small degree. Styles tried to finish kicking both his shoes and jeans off, with his upper body already partially in the back, his arms on the seat holding him up as legs kicked to trying to divest themselves of the offending articles of clothing. Derek held back on the laughter that wanted to bubble forth, and instead turned and gripped Styles' hips firmly so they would stay still. After Styles had settled, he himself having no issue with letting out a hysterical chuckle or two, Derek eased one of his hands off Styles and took the one remaining shoe that had shown an incredible amount of resistance to Styles' method of flailing wildly shoe removal, and then pulled Styles' jeans the rest of the way off his legs, letting his hand encircle and caress Styles' calf as he did so. It was such a simple part of his mate that he had never had access to before, and was now before him for the taking. Speaking of things before him for the taking, Styles remained in the same position as before, just with less movement, meaning he was half in the front and half in the back, his ass turned up and all but presenting himself to Derek. Derek decided that, all in all, this was a position he could grow very fond of, but not the right one for now. Keeping his one hand that remained on Styles' hip steady, he pulled back his free hand and used it to give Styles' backside a smack. Not enough to hurt, but enough to make a very new and satisfying sound come from Styles' mouth. It was followed by some more familiar Styles sounds, also satisfying to Derek's ears. "Ah, dude, that was... I know that we discussed that we would wait until now for you to tap my ass, but I thought we were using the phrase as a euphemism as opposed to, you know, literally tapping my ass. Are we going to have to discuss safe words? Because while I would not be adverse to trying some of that at some point, I really did not think that would be our starting point." While Styles talked, Derek leaned over and pulled down Styles' underwear, just enough to expose the area where he had slapped him, and kissed the spot. "Finish up and get back there, Styles," Derek said as he once again settled both his hands on Styles' hips, helping him finish his problematic journey to the back seat. Once Styles was as settled as he could be, Derek came after in a comparatively more graceful fashion, as even being a werewolf, there was only so much he could do in such a tight space with a massive hard-on hampering his movements. He was almost completely in the back when his foot caught on something, making him topple onto Styles, who was now laid out across the seat waiting for Derek with a smile that was somehow both guileless and hungry. Of course, when Derek tripped, that smile morphed into a smirk, which Derek happily kissed away as he aligned his body with Styles. They continued to kiss and grope at each other. Styles eventually worked his hand between them to pop the button on Derek's jeans and tug down his fly. Derek shifted forward up the length of Styles' body, his pants sliding down off his hips with the movement. Soon, their erections were grinding against each other, separated by only two thin, damp layers of fabric. The wolf and Derek was howling. They were close. So close, so close. Derek reached back with one hand, the other having made its way underneath Styles' shirt and settled on his ribcage to get his wallet out of his back pocket, and tried to work on opening it one-handed and blind, not having the will to take his mouth away from Styles'. He didn't think they'd be doing anything that anyone would actually need a condom for at this point, but showing that he had Styles' safety in mind, even if it was actually unnecessary in every way, couldn't be wrong. A little extra lubricant would never go amiss. He finally fumbled the wallet open and tried with growing frustration to feel where that little packet of lubricant was. Eventually, he heard the crinkle of foil and felt his finger pierce something. He reluctantly withdrew his face away from Styles to see what had happened, and froze at what he saw. His nails had turned to claws and had punctured the condom he had stashed in his wallet. Suddenly, he heard Laura in his head. "He doesn't know anything yet. Not just about us being wolves, but what that means. What a mate means." Derek had been so impatient to be with Styles, the way Styles would understand, the human way, that he had somehow almost forgotten what he was. He had taken to heart his family's warnings of going slow for Styles' sake, letting him know that Derek cared beyond all reason about him. But in his desire to prove that he loved Styles, to ensure that Styles loved him, he neglected to show Styles the wolf. And now, looking at his claws shift back to a regular hand, he knew it was because he had been afraid. Afraid that Styles would reject him, see him as a monster. He knew that Styles would never do what Kate had tried, but even if he should just ban Derek from his life, it would be the end of him. But Derek knew he had to tell Styles before this went any further. There was so much more at stake than Styles could possibly know. It was all because Derek hadn't told him. Mates were forever. Derek was minutes away from claiming Styles properly and irrevocably, and he hadn't told Styles any of that. As much as the wolf was yearning, panting for more, for mate, for bond, Derek knew he had to stop. He would rather be turned away and put down, betray Styles in any way. "Styles, stop!" Derek panted. Styles had decided to latch onto Derek's neck during his distraction. "Styles, we have to stop." Derek forced himself back so that his back was against the side of the car. Styles was lying prone across the seat, breathing heavily and looking thoroughly debauched. Derek fought the urge to jump back onto him and taste every square inch of his body. "Get back down here right now, Derek. Remember, I'm a birthday boy. It's all cool," Styles said, tilting his head up just enough to look at Derek. "No, Styles, it's not. It's..." Derek didn't know what to say. He should have asked Laura more questions about how she had told Mark. Should have dropped hints. Should have done so many things before he was half-naked in the backseat of a car with the love of his life. "Am I doing something wrong? Because it's my first time, this. Obviously, you just need to tell me what you want. If I'm not doing it, just tell me, and you know, I learn quick, and..." "No!" Derek could smell Styles' scent shift from arousal, mixed with confusion, to apprehension and rejection. Derek felt another spike of self-loathing shooting through him for letting Styles think that there was something wrong with him. "No, that's not it at all. It was wonderful. You're perfect. There are things I haven't told you. About me. Things you deserve to know before we do anything. Anything more than we've done." Styles had propped himself up as a mirror to Derek on the other side of the car. "So tell me. I've known you for years. It can't be anything that bad. So just tell me whatever it is. I'll tell you. It's no big deal. We can go back to what I thought was a good time being had by all." Derek thought about it, just blurting it out here and showing him, but Styles rejected him. How would Styles feel being trapped out in the middle of nowhere in a car with what most would consider a monster? What if he tried to run and got hurt out in the woods trying to get away? And even if he wasn't repulsed to that extent, Derek wasn't sure he could handle the car ride home, knowing that his life was essentially over with Styles sitting right next to him. "No, I can't tell you here. It should be somewhere. You won't be trapped or pressured or..." "It should be somewhere you can leave if you decide it's too much," Derek said, as he zipped and buttoned his jeans and started climbing back into the front of the car. "Derek, just tell me. I mean, I freaking love you, so I'm pretty sure I will not care whatever it is," Styles pleaded. Derek stopped in his tracks when Styles said love. To hear Styles say it first made Derek's heart fill with joy, but he couldn't turn back. Styles deserved to really know who he was declaring his love to before he made any decisions. Derek slid down at the driver's seat. "I love you too. I'll never love anyone but you. And that's why I can't let myself touch you anymore until I've told you what you need to know," Derek said as he picked up and handed Styles his jeans and shoes to him in the back seat, not trusting himself to actually turn around and look. "So when are you going to tell me what is sure to be a stupid secret anyway?" grumbled Styles over the sounds of denim sliding over skin. "Tomorrow," Derek promised as he started the car for what was surely to be one of the most uncomfortable car rides in recorded history. I'll tell you tomorrow.